You're listening to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Snapchat is now receiving 6 billion views a day. Cashback is being touted as a key method for customer retention in India, and researchers found that the vast majority of mobile payment users in China are male. The social app Snapchat has announced that pictures and videos on the app are now receiving a staggering 6 billion views a day. This is a massive threefold increase from just May this year, when the social app was seeing 2 billion views a day. It puts it within arm's reach of Facebook, which recently announced that it receives 8 billion views a day. Earlier this year, YouTube said it handled 4 billion views every day. It's worth noting that different sites use different measures of what constitutes a view. Snapchat counts a video as being viewed after just a few milliseconds, whereas Facebook counts a video as being viewed if it's been played longer than 3 seconds. Snapchat has over 100 million daily active users and was recently revealed as the second most popular social network in Norway and the third most popular amongst American teens. The Indian mobile e-commerce website Paytm has said that offering cashback is a key method for customer retention in the country. Cashback refers to the practice of online retailers giving customers cash for buying items from the stores. This cash, which is paid into the customer's online wallet, can then be spent again at that store or sometimes on other services such as utility bills. Paytm provides customers with cashback that can be spent on its e-commerce site and also on utility bills and mobile charges. A spokesperson from Paytm commented on how cashback can help encourage e-commerce in India, saying, "Cashback is the reigning king of the Indian e-commerce market." A recent report by Goldman Sachs predicted that the Indian e-commerce market will be worth over $100 billion by 2020, making it a hugely lucrative market for companies wanting to sell their goods online. The vast majority of mobile payment users in China are male, according to research by the Chinese internet giant Tencent. The study found that 79% of mobile payment users were male, with this figure going up to 85% when looking at the values of mobile payment transactions. The study did not provide a reason for this strange trend, which could be partially but not completely explained by the gender imbalance in the country, where there are more men than women in the population as a result of the country's one-child policy and a preference for boys. Payments penetration rates also differed by location, with mobile payments being more popular in urban areas than rural areas. Research by Mappy and BVA has uncovered the shopping habits of French internet users. The study looked at the research and purchase patterns of French citizens who engaged in online shopping. It found that 96% said that they had both researched and bought items online, with 91% of respondents also saying they had researched online but bought in a physical store. 71% said they had researched and bought products in store, and just under half, 47%, said they had conducted research in a physical store and then bought the item online. Cheaper prices online, as well as convenience and time saving, were given as key reasons for researching and buying online. France has the 9th biggest e-commerce market in the world, with 79% of internet users saying they had engaged in online shopping. And finally, today is Singles Day in China. Singles Day falls on the 11th of November and is traditionally the busiest online shopping day of the year in China, similar to Black Friday in the US. Last year, the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba saw an astronomical $9.3 billion worth of sales, with a significant proportion of sales, 43%, taking place on a mobile device. Singles Day began in the 1990s as an alternative to Valentine's Day. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.